And in France, the far-right National Party is trying to capitalize on its recent wins in the European elections, something the French Prime Minister called a political earthquake. Well, the BBC's Christian Fraser visited the countryside to find out why voters turned against the main political parties in France.
We've come to rural France, the Haute-Marne in the east, to a village called Brachet. There's a single lane here which takes you past a line of well-kept stone cottages to the stream and this pretty central square. But there's no cafes, no bars, no real sense of community here anymore. Brachet is pretty unremarkable, really, with one dubious exception. There are 70 people who live in this village, and not one of them cast a vote in the recent European elections for the two main parties. They cast 28 votes, 22 of them went to the far-right Front National, three others went to the far-left, the anti-EU Front de Gauche. In the hills above Brachet, we found the mayor. He's a dairy farmer, Gérard Marchand. Twice Marine Le Pen has been here to support him. The young French people, he says, are drifting away from the village. But it's not the remoteness of Brachet he blames, it's Europe.
We started Europe with 5, 6, 7 countries. Today there are, what, 28? And now we have Eastern Europeans coming for our jobs. In France, if you have leftovers on the table, you give it to the neighbours. But you have to look after your own first.
Not many miles from Brachet is Colombey les Deux Églises, formerly the home and now the resting place of Charles de Gaulle. We're in the cemetery. It's a plain, humble tomb, this, belying the immense stature of the man. What would the great general have made of it all, this vote for the far right, a vote against Europe?
De nos grandes espérances. Vive la communauté. Vive la République. Vive la France.
Visiting the grave is Clément, a young Frenchman who yearns for a leader in the mould of de Gaulle.
Great speech, great ideas, you know, great visions. We don't have that sense today. Of
Someone who inspires you.
Yes, with a great project, you know, of society, of having France back on its feet. And we don't really have that today. And to have a collective vision of destiny, you know.
Maybe Clément is not an FN supporter, but he is typical of young first-time voters who feel ignored. The socialist president, François Hollande, bears much of the responsibility. This was the slogan of his 2012 campaign. Change now. But of course, it's not changed. It's only got worse. It's not the banks that are punished. It's ordinary French workers struggling under record levels of taxation. Unemployment has jumped 15% since 2012. The socialist MP Karine Berger sits on the Assembly's Finance Committee. She was once an advisor to the presidential campaign. And she in no way underestimates the growing threat of the FN.
It's a party which is able to gather 25% of the votes. I really believe that Front National has as many chances as the two other parties to go to the second turn of election in 2017. And who knows, when you are qualified for the second turn, you can win the election.
That report from the BBC's Christian Fraser in France.